there. This is Julie Ashton, and welcome to another exciting chapter of Julie Land. I've been taking male hormones. You think they've affected my voice? No, actually, this is Harry Weiss. I'm sitting in for the lovely Julie Ashton. She's off having a baby, and she'll be back pretty soon because I bet that little sucker's ready to come out anytime. So we have with us today Nadia Marie.
Yep.
Yep. You better say more than just yep.
Yep.
So, Nadia, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're new in the adult business.
Yeah, I've been in it for a month.
A whole month.
A whole month. A whole 30 days.
Have you been having fun?
Yes, I've been having a blast. I love it. I love it. I was only going to come out for a few weeks and ended up staying. So
you dipped your toe in the water and you decided to jump in.
Yeah, I did my first scene, the first go-see I went on, so that was nerve-wracking. But once that was out the way, I liked it.
Okay, and your first scene was with who?
Vince Voyer. Yes.
Been around for a little while.
For a little bit.
Okay, he's worked with a lot of the top women in the business.
Seems
to know what he's doing.
Seems to know.
Does he know what he's doing?
In some parts, yes.
In some parts? Well, what were the good parts?
All of it, just about, actually. It was all pretty good.
So he definitely knows
his
a lot
ins
more,
and outs.
A lot more than some guy you might meet at a bar.
Exactly. He knows a lot more than a guy you would.
So he knows how to make you feel good.
Yeah, real
which
good.
Is, which is important.
Yeah, of course.
You might as well have some fun when you're doing this, right?
Well, I'm not going to do it for anything else.
Well, you also get paid,
fun.
So
well, yeah,
that's
I get
nice
paid,
too.
But I like to have fun with what I'm doing. Getting paid's a plus.
And how did you end up getting in this business?
Back at home in Ohio, I was a dancer. And Felicia Fox worked there. And Tim, the manager. And
the infamous Tim Case.
Yes.
Okay.
recommended me to.
Tim managed the club that you were dancing at.
Yeah, the club I was dancing at, he was the manager. Okay. Felicia works there sometimes. Door girl, you know. She doesn't strip, but sometimes she does, yeah.
Yeah, well, she's a feature act. I know that she tours the country.
But I mean, she doesn't work there nightly as a dancer.
No.
But I was talking to him about it, and he said, get a hold of Drew, and I got a hold of Drew, and then Richard, and then I met you whenever I got here. So they introduced me to Harry.
Oh, that's it. The cat's out of the bag. Yes, I do manage you. Well, how often did you dance? I mean, this was your regular living, or were you like a secretary during the day or a fireman or something?
I went to school for medical assisting, and that pays minimum wage. So I started dancing. And I got a lot more money dancing, so I just continued dancing. Then I was going to go to school for massage therapy and then decided to come out and do this, and I liked this, so I stayed.
Well, let's see. Massage therapy and medical school to help people.
Yeah.
So you're kind of helping people in another way.
Yes.
Like giving them hard-ons.
Exactly. They can relieve stress when they watch me.
Well, what do you think about that? Have you thought about that, what it's going to be like when, you know, people start taking your movies home and watch them? And
well, sometimes you'd give dances, and guys would go to the bathroom right afterwards. So, I mean, I'm pretty used to the fact that somebody might be looking at or thinking about me when they're being pleasured or getting pleasured.
So
it doesn't bother me.
Does it turn you on when a guy thinking about you jerking off? While he jerks off?
I don't think about the guys that are thinking about me to get off. Now, the guy that I'm with, that'll get me off if they're getting off to me. Yeah. If they're not have to watch another porn to get off, then I'm happy.
Well, after you give some guy a lap dance and he runs to the bathroom and you know he's in there jerking off, does that excite you that you got him so excited you had to go do that?
After a little bit, not really. You're just kind of...
Oh, so it just happens so often with you. You get used to it? Is that
it
what it is?
It happens with everybody. It happens with every girl in there. If they're getting a dance from you, it's because they like something about you. So they're probably going to get excited unless they drank too much and they can't.
What do you think they like about you?
I don't know. My my boobs. Seriously.
Well, you do it's have very nice my boobs. You got very nice boobs.
And I always had regulars come in, so.
Regular boobs?
Regular guys.
Oh, regular customers?
Had the same boobs every night. Yeah.
Okay, so they, see, they come back guys. For more of the same boobs.
Yes.
Can never get enough.
Never get enough. And because I sit there and just talk to them all night, so get paid just to talk most of the time.
See, unfortunately, I'm sitting in for Julie, and I know Julie likes her girls as well as her guys. And if Julie was here, I think she'd be testing out those boobs.
Yeah, because everybody wants to see if they're real or fake.
If you weren't doing this right now, and I'm not talking about the interview, I'm talking about porn.
Yeah, I know.
What would be your dream job?
I would go to school for massage therapy and work as a massage therapist. I always wanted to help people, and I was going to go to be an RN, and my grandpa died of cancer, so I didn't want to see other people dying of that type of stuff. But as a massage therapist, you can help kids with like multiple sclerosis and stuff like that. So that's what I was going to do.
Oh, so you're talking about, oh, see, my mind is already going to the dirty old man. We're looking for a happy ending.
$5 make you holler.
Exactly.
No, that's not what I was going to do.
Now, we're talking about, you know, guys pleasuring themselves while they're thinking about you.
Uh-huh.
What gets you off? What, you know, what makes you jill off? Because guys jack off, girls jill off.
For a girl, it's more when you have feelings for a guy, you're always going to get off.
No, I'm talking about when you're in bed.
Oh, with just me solo.
When you're in bed, when you're in bed at night and you're horny, okay, what gets you off?
Well, first I try and call somebody now and then.
And they don't answer. And what gets you off?
I don't know.
What do you think about?
I think I want to get off. So
what do you think about
toy.
When you masturbate?
Past good sex.
Okay.
Past good sex.
Okay. And then how do you masturbate? Where do you start?
Where every girl starts, down there.
Everybody doesn't know how every girl starts. How do you start? Where do you touch yourself first? Do you think? Are you very oral? Do you take your little vibrator, turn it on, and blow it? And
no.
Okay. So
me?
Where do you
I'll
start?
Take my little vibrator, turn it on, and get the business.
Do you go
That's
right
it.
To business,
exactly.
Or do you touch yourself?
I go right to business.
Okay, so it's wham, bam, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, that's me.
That's it.
When it's by myself, if it's with somebody else, then it's whatever happens.
Well, what's a perfect date for you?
A perfect date with a happy ending?
An absolute perfect date.
I don't know. I have to get along with the guy. If I don't... I don't like blind dates. I don't like...
We're not talking about a blind date.
Okay,
it could be
but
somebody
I'm saying,
you know, whatever
like a
it
first
is.
Date, a no, first no. date, though, yeah. It's hard because you really don't know the person all that well.
Well, obviously
but a
not.
Perfect date, if it's somebody that you've known for a while, I don't know, go out to eat, go do something, go...
Well, where would you... What kind of food do you like to eat?
I like good American food, some cheeseburgers, ribs, a salad.
So not fancy French restaurant.
No, no. Take me to go get a cheeseburger. Not at McDonald's, but but a restaurant. Good cheeseburger.
Like a good
a
diner.
Seasoned
like
cheeseburger.
Like a good diner
yes,
type of thing.
That's good.
That's
and
good.
Then,
and you want fries and a Coke or?
Yeah, fries and a Coke
That'll
will
work?
Do.
Okay. So you're pretty easy with that.
Exactly.
Okay, so far,
oh,
pretty cheap date.
Yeah, I'm pretty cheap. I'm not picky. I'm not high maintenance.
And then what'd you do?
I like to go out. I like to go out just like to a bar or something, tell you the truth, have a few drinks.
No, like a
go
like
to a strip club.
You like to go to a strip club? Okay, so take you out for a little diner food, bring you to a titty bar with strippers.
Sounds pretty sleazy.
Okay. And are you getting lap dances?
No. I'll tip, though. I'll tip them.
You'll tip them?
Yeah. If I think a girl's hot, I'll tip them. Or if they dance well, I'll tip them. But I won't get a lap dance because I know what those consist of sometimes.
Can I get a lap dance?
Oh, yeah.
If
of
I'm
course.
With you?
The guy can. And if he wants me to go back and watch the lap dance, then I will.
Well, I'm talking about in the main room.
Oh, in the main room, like a table dance?
Yeah. Do you get table dances too?
No, but they can.
Okay. Suppose we go back to the quote-unquote champagne room.
Okay.
Okay. And you would go back with me if I'm getting a dance back there?
Yeah, if they want me to, I will.
That wouldn't turn you off?
No.
Then I'm having another girl dance for me?
No.
Okay. No. And would you watch or would you maybe get into the dance too?
I'd probably watch because I was a dancer. Whenever you do that, you critique them all the time. You're like, you sit there and you think, oh, that's nasty, or oh, why'd she do that? Or that was a good move. I'll try that next time. So,
well, do you have a certain technique or move you do when you dance?
No.
To get the extra money?
No. God, no. I mean, most of the time, okay, there's laws, and I try to follow the law.
Okay, I'm not talking about physically having sex with them.
I know that, but just, I won't touch.
What's your
them.
Thing? Is the boob in the face? Is the
oh,
ass in the
yeah,
face?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll rub my boobs in their face. They usually like that. But when they try to start getting the mouth to the boob, I'm like, I pull away. I'll pull away.
Okay.
So.
All right. So what would turn me on is if I'm getting a lap dance and you're there with me,
uh-huh.
You know, you maybe, you know, getting into it with the girl that'll give in a double dance. Would that work for you?
A double dance, like. What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You and the girl both dancing, maybe rubbing up on each other.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that happens. That'll happen sometimes. If the girl does it, and then I'll dance with her, but I'm not going to get up and start it.
Well, I'm trying to find out. Do you like? Are you into girls also?
I've done girls. I like girls. I think girls are beautiful. I enjoy doing it sometimes, but I like my penis. I love my penis.
Okay, so you make a visit to the clam bar once
exactly.
in a while.
Exactly.
But you're going to munch down on a hot dog.
Exactly.
Okay, that's your preference.
Yes.
Okay, so far, inexpensive dinner, bring it to the strip club.
Pretty sleazy.
Things are going pretty good for me here. Mm-hmm. What happens next?
Okay, we've been going out a few times. I don't know. It depends on if...
How many dates before I'm getting lucky?
It depends on the guy.
What am I getting on the first date? Am I getting some kissing?
It depends on the guy that I'm with. If I'm really into him, they might get some that day.
Okay. So if you're feeling horny...
they may get a little bit.
Okay. So suppose... What? If I'm your, you know, your total type and uh-huh. looks at everything and we went out, we did that...
Then we'll probably do it.
Then we'll probably do it. Okay.
We'll probably do it.
And
that
is
day.
There some signal you give or
no?
Or
I mean,
anything
I,
you
I mean,
say
no.
to let me know you're ready?
My shirt may come off by itself.
Oh,
or without
poof! The shirt
it.
Fell off.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we go back watch a little TV? Oops, my shirt fell off.
My shirt's off. Darn.
And that usually gets it started.
Yeah, that usually gets it started.
Have you ever had a situation where you're on a date with a guy
uh-huh.
and you're into him and you may go back to his place or your place and he's just not getting the message that you're ready for some action?
No.
No. Okay. So it's either you know they're looking to get in your pants or it's pretty blatant you're dropping hints.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what kind of hints do you give besides
I'll just
your
tell
shirt flying
him.
Off?
I'll just tell him.
Tell him what?
I don't know, that I want some booty. I will.
Do you say, I want some booty or, hey, I'm horny, fuck me now?
I want some booty.
Okay.
I'm not really, I don't get real nasty with it, but I can get nasty. I can.
You talk dirty during sex?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah? Like what?
I'll just tell him what to do.
Like what?
Harder. You know, do it harder. Come all over me. Yeah. I'll tell him anything.
Fuck me harder.
Yes.
Well, say it. That's what we're trying to find out, what
but
you say.
But it depends on the moment and what type of sex you're having.
You are a porn actress.
Yes.
Pretend you're in a scene.
Oh, pretend I'm in a scene.
Okay.
Oh,
what
fuck
kind of
me.
Stuff are you saying?
Fuck me now. Fuck me hard.
Well, don't say while you're. Stop. Stop 1 second. I don't want you to say it while you're laughing.
Okay.
Our listeners
I don't
would like
say
to
say it like a.
Our listeners would like to hear it when you're into it. What it sounds like.
No, I can't. I can't do it. I have to be doing it. I'm sorry.
Well, we can, but we don't have enough time.
I can't fake it without laughing. I really can't.
So if you're getting down and dirty with some guy and he's fucking the shit out of you from doggy style.
Yeah.
And you start laughing.
I'm not going to start laughing.
It's not
laughing.
A bad thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, but I'm not going to laugh while I'm getting having sex. It's not going to happen.
Well, that's what we're trying to
find out. Unless I can't feel it or something, you know?
Okay. Well, then speaking of feeling it, does size matter?
No.
No?
No. No. If they know how to work it.
He's got a 1-inch penis?
I've never had a 1-inch penis, but...
How about 12 inches?
I've never had a 12-inch penis.
What works for you? What's your...
I like average. I don't want huge. I mean, average and a little above average will do me good.
Okay. What about thickness?
Thickness, it's always a little better when it's a little thicker, but I don't want a pencil, but I don't want a sausage, you know?
Okay, but you want to be able to be touching the sides.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, I'm not, you know, loose, so hopefully they can touch the sides, but...
We're hoping. What is your favorite position?
Doggy style.
Doggy style?
Yes, I like doggy style.
And
it hits it harder.
Anything special doggy style you like?
No, it just hits harder.
You like maybe your hair pulled?
I like my hair pulled. I was just going to say that before you said it.
You like your ass slapped a little bit?
Don't slap my ass.
No? That'll stop it right there.
Yeah. I mean, you can tag it, but don't slap it.
Okay, so a little love slap is okay.
It's okay, but if you slap it hard, we're just going to have to stop doing it that way.
That'll just kill the moment right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Okay. I don't like a bee sting on my ass while I'm having sex.
Okay, what about when the sex is ready to finish? Where do you like, do you swallow? Do you want it on your face, on your boobs? Do you want it in a towel that's hanging off the side of the bed? What?
No, I want it, I like it pretty much on my chest because it's easy to clean up.
Easy cleaning, that's a big target.
It is.
What are your measurements?
32C.
32C?
Yeah.
Full C?
Full C.
It looks pretty damn full to me right now.
32, full C.
Okay. I want to thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
I want to thank everybody for listening in at heyjulie@julieland.com. What more can you ask for?